Welcome to the Oregon FBI's Tech Tuesday segment. This week, building a digital defense against apps that might know a little bit more about you than you realize. We are talking about health apps and fitness trackers. The technology is amazing. It can check your heart rate, count how many steps you take in a day, even evaluate your sleep. There is definitely a lot of good that can come out of such apps and devices. Today, though, we want to help make you a little more aware of that information that the technology is collecting and give you some simple steps to take to protect your personal info. Let's start by talking about what's out there. Native apps are those that come with your phone's operating system. They analyze your movements through the day and gather input from your device. Examples of these apps can include Apple Health and Samsung Health. Hardware-independent apps bring together information that you input, information provided by various fitness tracking devices that you've linked to your account, and from your phone to create a profile of your health and fitness. Google Fit falls into this category. Finally, hardware-dependent apps analyze data from a specific brand of wearable fitness tracker. The app and the physical device are made by the same company. Examples of this are Fitbit and Garmin Connect. Because these apps and trackers store personal information about your daily life, it's important that you secure your accounts. You can choose what you want to share with the world, of course, but here are some options to consider if you are privacy conscious. First, review your security settings to ensure that you know if the app or device is sharing data with other apps or devices. Also, check to see if the device is tracking your location and sharing that info. These settings can change with updates, so check frequently. Next, research the wearable manufacturer to learn how to request archives and how to delete your health and fitness data before beginning to use the device. Consider not connecting your social network profiles to your trackers or apps. When registering for an account, only provide the most basic information. Consider just using initials or an anonymous username when possible. Finally, only enable connections such as Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, or near-field communication when you need to transmit data. Turn those connections off when you aren't. As always, if you have fallen victim to an online fraud, report it to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center at www.ic3.gov or call your local FBI office.